Botswana in southern Africa has the highest incidence of AIDS in the world. The nation's health minister, speaking at the AIDS conference earlier this week, warned that the country is engaged in a fight to the death. 39% of the adult population of Botswana is infected with HIV, and the average life expectancy is dropping rapidly. Max Essex is the chair of the Harvard AIDS Institute, and he's worked closely with the Botswana Ministry of Health. He joins us now from Barcelona. Dr. Essex, first of all, can you tell us, you've spent some time, a lot of time recently in Botswana. Can you give us a sense of what the situation is there?
Yes, I spent most of the last year on sabbatical leave from my faculty position at Harvard in Habaroni, Botswana, the capital city. And it truly is a desperate situation because the rates of infection are so high that there are funerals literally every day of the week that people have to attend for their extended families, and the families often are quite close in Botswana. And there's a lot of depression around, especially in the young adults who don't have a clear path of how to get out of this situation. You can imagine if you were just coming of age and 40% or so of your peers you knew to be infected and you simply wanted to start a family and have children, how would you go about it?
What is the life expectancy now, and how does that compare to, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, the life expectancy for Botswana was projected to be one of the highest for all of Africa just a few years ago in the early 90s. For example, it was projected to be about 73 by the year 2012. Now it's projected by some to be as low as 29 or 30. By the year 2012 or so, unless something radical is done to change the rates of new infection, I sort of doubt that it will drop as low as those most dire predictions. Fortunately, the government of Botswana is very responsible, and they are adopting, have already initiated, in fact, a program of antiretroviral drug therapy, so hopefully it won't be as worse as as bad as it could be.
Now, Botswana is a relatively prosperous African nation, has a stable government. What are the implications for the results of its fight against AIDS for other less prosperous, less stable countries that are also battling AIDS?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and it's so hard to tell why rates in Botswana are so high, because there's a very stable democratic government, a fairly good healthcare infrastructure system, lack of war or violence. I mean, it's a very pleasant country in Africa otherwise. In terms of economic development, it's usually rated about third or fourth or fifth. And there are indeed other countries that border Botswana, such as Zimbabwe, for example, that has rates that are almost as high as Botswana. And obviously a government that's less responsible or coordinated or democratic at the moment, and therefore likely to see an even worse impact of this epidemic in the long run.
It sounds like an entire generation or a large part of a generation is being wiped out in Botswana. What effect is that going to have on this country, which as we've said, is really a very prosperous country in Africa?
Yes, there's probably no doubt that a very significant fraction of young adults will be lost. Rates, in fact, right now are highest in those who are 25 to 30 or 35, and that's the age at which people are highly skilled and ready to contribute significantly to the economy. It's very dire.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Max Essex is the chair of the Harvard AIDS Institute. He spoke with us from Barcelona, Spain.